Hello, I'm Henry Rees Sheridan. This week, the Winter Weekly newspaper is looking at Alpine architecture. Marie-Sophie Schwarzer went to Switzerland to write about architect Georg Krähenbühl's compact winter getaway cabin. That property is a destination in stark contrast to a mid-century Alpine modernist masterpiece created by Bauhaus designer Marcel Breuer in the French resort of Flaine, which was covered by Sophie Grove in the last issue. So Monocle's Tom Hall spoke to both Marie-Sophie and Sophie Grove about the different ways architects use design to leave their print in the snow. Here's Sophie Grove.
So it's really a sort of utopian movement that happened after the Second World War. The French government, led by General de Gaulle, transformed France, but they saw the Alps, this white wilderness, as a really good opportunity, and they wanted to democratize skiing, which had been a bit of a niche upper class pursuit. And they really had a great plan to give planning permission to single architects and developers to sort of develop the ski station as we know it, the resort in the mountains. And so quite a lot of these modernist visions happened at the same time. So you really have to see this as a kind of post-war ideal. Modernism was the kind of language of choice in most of the time. But this amazing project was a private one by this couple. They met Marcel Breuer in New York, and he was already a sensation, a kind of Bauhaus emigre, and they commissioned him to build really a concrete, highly artful, very exceptional, brutal development up in the Alps.
And sort of tell us a little bit about how this complex, as it were, has aged, because there was a period when these kinds of designs became incredibly unfashionable, even in big cities. I mean, the Barbican was unloved for a couple of decades. And in a setting as idyllic as the Alps, I'm sure that a lot of people must have for a while thought, what on earth did they do here? But now people see it differently.
Well, exactly. I mean, it was just an absolutely sensationally pure and beautiful place. And the architecture is made to reflect that. But it really didn't fare that well. It's been maligned. 30 years after it was built, the original sort of patrons of the project left. And, you know, people really didn't have very much time for Flaine. In fact, I read somewhere that people were calling it something to do with phlegm, which is kind of absolutely dreadful, because it is beautiful. And partly, I think, you know, it was conceived as a complete project. So all the interiors were so delicately balanced. They had these amazing conical concrete fireplaces by Breuer, lots of his tubular steel furniture, Alvar Aalto and Paul Paulin, the French furniture designer, kitted it out. It was really perfect. And then as it became privatized, you know, all the furniture left and these kind of holiday clubs took over and the quality went right down. So it lost its balance and the cultural projects and art that had been there sort of slightly fell off without the real sort of drive of the original founders. So it had a tough reputational time along with the rest of the brutalism canon.
Marie-Sophie, you've covered a very different style of building in the most recent issue of the paper, a much more homely, let's say typically charming place. Tell us a little bit about George Krähenbühl's timber and stone cabin.
I was in Davos, Switzerland, which is a resort town, Europe's highest town up in the mountains. It was very snowy. The architect Georg Krähenbühl picked me up in his vintage Mercedes and we drove out to his little cabin at the end of the valley, and there's nothing around there. And it was his grandmother's cabin, actually. He restored it. It's an old farmhouse from the 1700s, a brick stone house, and he built in a beautiful big window so that you can see the sweeping valley. It brought a lot of light into the place. It's all timber clad. He used only local pine wood. It smells really soothing. It's really particular to the area. And furnished it with vintage furniture to get a nice mix and really built some character. And he believes that you want to use local materials to reflect the area where you are and to really represent the character of the place, which he did really, really well. So it's a huge contrast to this building that Sophie was talking about. It's a completely different style. This is very traditional, and yet it's very minimalistic.
Breuer did use local materials, and he set up a concrete factory at the bottom of the valley, mixing the concrete from the river, the local river, using all the gravel. So even though Flaine has got this reputation of just busting in a load of concrete, it is off the hill. It's got something in common with that same sort of vernacular thing that Marie-Sophie's talking about. So I think it's, in a way, like it's going full circle.
Sophie, one of the things that interests me about modernists and brutalists is that, in my opinion, it feels like they don't build aesthetically for any other era apart from the one they're in, and also maybe for the future. They don't really consider the place of the building, rightly or wrongly, whether it's going to last 200 years, like Marie-Sophie said. They sort of just think about now. Is that a fair observation, or do you think that Marcel Breuer was thinking for much further in the future as well?
Well, we see that now, but at the time, it was everything they did was completely novel. I mean, this Flaine was the first resort, really, to be pedestrianised, to have a ski lift, really, to have artificial snow. So a lot of things we take for granted at the moment were sort of coined in these early experiments in the mountains.